These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Eliyahu Ben David. Eliyahu Ben David, who is a Messianic Jew who loves our Lord and has his own ministry dealing with the revelation. The revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, if you look and see what's going on today, so much of it doesn't make sense. Those of you who are listening to the news broadcast just a moment ago heard about how they're going to be having a pro-Palestinian demonstration there in Tehran, and then the anti-government forces are going to be holding a demonstration, even though they've been warned not to do it. And, of course, the whole idea is to get us very angry with the government forces there, the wicked Ayatollahs. But nobody remembers they were brought to power in 1979 by the American CIA. We backed them at every step of the way. And when they were engaged in killing Americans, they were responsible. The Hezbollah, backed by the Iranian Ayatollahs, was responsible for the bombing of the American embassy in 1983, at least according to Mr. Baer, Robert Baer, in his book, which we carry, See No Evil. And they were responsible for the bombing of the American Marine barracks there and killing another 240 Marines, capturing the head of our intelligence unit, a member of the CIA stationed in Beirut, torturing to death. In fact, this whole Lockerbie bombing, the gentleman now who's been released from prison in Scotland, the Libyan, has released information saying, I didn't do it. The government knew I didn't do it. The Scottish courts knew I didn't do it. In fact, that's the reason he was released, because they realized he was innocent. This was an Iranian Hezbollah operation, and it was covered up for by our intelligence. Why are all these things happening? And, of course, why is there a conscious effort to convince the American people we've got to do something about the danger of the Iranian government that we put in power? Well, there are a lot of unanswered questions out there, just like why we've allowed the transfer of nuclear material to Pakistan. That's the Civil Edmund story. That's my January 2008 newsletter. And, of course, Pakistan's been transferring nuclear technology to Iran in preparation for the coming nuclear war in the Middle East. And none of this makes sense unless you look at it through the lens of prophecy. And with that as a background, Eliyahu, thank you very much for being with us. Why don't you tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself, about your ministry, and about what you're doing there? I know you have your own radio program, so pick up the story.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan. I'm glad to be back on with you today. Basically, I have been a researcher into Bible prophecy for many years, and recently I began writing a series of books called the Messianic Revelation Series. The first book in that series is released, called Announcing Judgment Day, And what I have found in the book of Revelation matches up remarkably with the events that are shaping up in the world today, the very kinds of things that you were just explaining to your audience. In the book of Revelation, I think most of us are aware that there will be a one-world government. This is very clear in the book of Revelation. Most all of us know that. There's a figure who is commonly referred to as the Antichrist that will be set up over the whole world, ruling the whole world. And most of us know that much about the book of Revelation. But if we connect the dots in the book of Revelation, we find that it doesn't just talk about what happens once that Antichrist is actually ruling, but it really is telling us what happens as a result of the one-world conspiracy that leads up to that one-world government being put in place. As a matter of fact, all of this begins in the pictures in Revelation with the release of the four horsemen. And these horsemen, who all really represent terrible things, do not come to us directly from God as if this is what he wishes for people in the world. What is happening here with the release of these horsemen, he is merely releasing this New World Order conspiracy to do their worst, so to speak, in order to cause things to progress to this one world government. The scriptures show that we today are at the end of the age, and these events will wrap up this age that we are in. And so these times are very, very decisive for all of us, and we do well to be aware of what the book of Revelation and the rest of the scriptures tell us about these times.
And now let me just interrupt, because I'm going to ask the question that was asked a couple of days ago when you were on my evening program, and a woman called in and she said, well, hey, this is all well and good, but people have been saying these were the end times. They've been saying that for centuries, every century, every generation. These are the end times. So why are these times different than other times? And I was fascinated by your answer.
Well, Dr. Stan, it's very true that really for the last 1900 years, there have been various individuals and groups that have said, oh, this is the time that these prophecies are going to finally be fulfilled. But through all of those many years, it really wasn't possible to happen. And that's for a number of reasons. The biggest and most important reason has to do with God's time clock, which is not only Israel, but the very center of that clock is Jerusalem. And in Luke chapter 21, our Lord told us that there would be a period of time called the times of the Gentiles, in which Jerusalem would be trampled on. In other words, Gentile countries would have sovereignty over Jerusalem. But he had this big until in there. He says, until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled. So what the meaning is there is that after the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled, then Jerusalem would come back under the control of the Jews. Well, that remarkable prophecy of our Lord 2,000 years ago has been fulfilled. We know that in 1967, in a remarkable six-day war, Jerusalem came back fully under the sovereignty of the Jews in Israel. And this is a remarkable prophecy being fulfilled in our very time. So from that period forward, the prophecy there in Mark chapter 21 says that that generation that would see that happen would not pass away until all these things would be fulfilled, culminating with the return of our Lord.
And I think it's so important, if you study the prophecies, you'll find out that they prophesied that in this new land, which would be reconstituted sometime in the future, the shekel would be their means of exchange, the coin. going. And sure enough, Hebrew would be their language. Hebrew was a dead language, you know. It wasn't spoken any place until, of course, Hebrew, Israel was reestablished. The land was to be, a new country was to be established in one day, and it was established in one day. And if you study the history of Israel, you know, from the 1948 on, time and again, Israel should have lost the Six-Day War. Israel should have lost the Yom Kippur War. And, of course, without God's intervention, I believe it was God's intervention, they were able to survive. And certainly you see his hand in what happened there, don't you, Eliyahu?
Oh, it's just remarkable. I know that the people who don't have a knowledge of Bible prophecy and don't really have much of a knowledge of history might miss some of this, because it might just seem to them as normal, ordinary, current events. But when we compare these events and, as you say, the remarkable outcome of these wars, there's just no question but what Yahweh's hand, God's hand, has been upon these events, fulfilling
his word. Hold that thought. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the Internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days of Start Page and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's startpage.com.
You're listening to GCN. Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and, well, right now, of course, are the views of Eliyahu Ben David, and we're simply talking about prophecy. And so pick up the story there, Eliyahu.
Well, what we find when we look in the book of Revelation is it charts out this remarkable situation that keeps ratcheting up. We have these four horsemen that are released into the world, released into the four winds, which really speaks of a global effect coming about because of this one world conspiracy. And the things that are involved here are chilling. They're a global economic crisis. There are wars. There are things having to do with various kinds of plagues. Atomic war is actually in view, especially when compared with Old Testament prophecies about the same period. And then as things progress, we even have persecution from the proponents of this one-world government against those people who don't agree with them, and especially against those who believe in Messiah. Eventually, things progress to a point where Yahweh God himself sort of speaks up from the sky. There are great signs in the sky that we can expect to have happen. The Revelation talks about the remnant of Israel. These are believers in Messiah who are selected as his bond slaves out of the 12 tribes of Israel, which right now is scattered throughout all of the earth. And these ones are going to be raised up and brought together and led back to the land of Israel to join those Israelites who are in the land right now. This is going to happen with great signs in order to convince all who will have eyes to see that the God of Israel is still alive and well. During this period, we're going to have what looks to be an atomic war that is going to center in the Middle East. Revelation kind of draws on the other prophecies about this. Psalm 83 talks about this. Some of the other prophets talk about this. And basically, there's a ring of Islamic nations, what I call the inner ring, that is closest to Israel. These would be countries like Jordan and Syria, parts of Egypt, parts of Saudi Arabia, and, of course, the Palestinians. And all of these together, these nations are actually mentioned in the prophets as bringing about a conspiracy to destroy Israel. And during this conspiracy, or during the war that comes out of this, plan that they have, this scheme they have to destroy Israel, is going to come back on their own heads. And the scriptures show that many, many millions will be killed in one night, which could really only happen through a nuclear war. In Psalm 83, it talks specifically about Damascus, which is the capital of Syria, and it says that it will be turned into a heap of ruins. and it describes them running to and fro, not knowing what to do, very much like you'd expect if you knew that a nuclear bomb was about to strike you and you had nowhere to go.
And I think it's interesting that Damascus, you know, has been there for 2,000 years, more than that, maybe 3,000 years. It's never been destroyed. And yet, of course, we're told in the prophecies that it will be destroyed. And so many, but you go right ahead. I think this is just an interesting thing. As you go into the prophecies and they begin to tell you what's going to happen so that as these things do unfold, people will believe.
Well, it is so true. And what you're saying about Damascus is true. And I think this is why this is an amazing last day's sign, because Damascus is the oldest continuous city on the face of the planet. And it has been a city for thousands of years, uninterrupted. It has been ruled by different powers, but nevertheless, the city has been there as an active living city for all of that time. And so we know without a doubt that the prophecy refers to the last days, because there has been no other time that this prophecy could actually have been fulfilled. And so we know this is a last days prophecy, and it talks about Damascus being reduced to a heap of rubble in one night. And really the only explanation for how that could happen would be an atomic war. And it seems to track along, it mentions there the allies that would be connected at the time. And it seems to be this inner ring that I mentioned right around Israel. And other verses talk about them hatching a plot against Israel and that plot falling back upon their own heads. In the book of Revelation, the pale horse is sent out, and he's given authority over 25% of the earth. And it's very interesting because the Muslims today are about 25% of the world's population. And there's other reasons, too, that I have in my book that are a little too much to go into on the radio that suggest that it's really talking about this war that's going to happen in the Middle East. And this is expected to happen, according to the way this is plotted out in Scripture, before we ever get to the period that is referred to as the tribulation period. Period. This war, we could really expect at any time. And there's a number of things that could lead up to it. But the situation we're seeing develop in the Middle East right now, certainly, it's not hard to imagine it leading up to that. We know that in Syria, they have been working on nuclear weapons. In fact, Israel took out their nuclear facilities at one point. This very well could happen again. We know that in Lebanon right now, the Hezbollah is massing missiles to fire into Israel. We know that Iran has been working feverishly at building up its nuclear capability. And things are really heating up and moving in the direction that the Bible prophecy has actually marked out thousands of years ago. It's so remarkable to see these things actually happening today. But the end result of this is going to be exactly opposite from what everybody would expect. Just as you said earlier, what happened in these earlier wars with Israel just defies reason. The decisive victories that Israel has had in the light of being attacked from every side, it just defies reason. Well, what the scriptures show will happen when this next large scale war happens in the Middle East is that Israel is going to emerge more powerful than ever.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Our guest is Elihu Ben-David. Elihu Ben-David will be right back in a moment.
When looking at your personal preparedness level, remember the freeze-dry guy. During times of physical and emotional stress like the uncertain times we live in today, it is vital that you not alter your diet too much. You should only store what you usually eat, because one day you may have to eat only what you have stored. Lucky for you, there's the freeze-dry guy. Featuring the superior nutrition and taste you've come to expect, the freeze-dry guy has a wide variety of choices in freeze-dried foods. All freeze-dried foods are no-cook products, requiring only hot water and a few minutes of your time. The freeze-dry guy has been serving various government agencies as well as the private sector with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. Consider the technological advances made in computers from the punch card days of the 60s and 70s to the high-speed personal computers of today. Comparably, the advances made in food storage from the World War II era till now are equally great. Visit the website at www.freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Comfort food is the food you turn to when you've had a bad day. It's also the first thing you want when it's time to celebrate. eFoods Direct just finished developing our new Nutriversal Foods. Close your eyes and taste our creamy three-cheese blend macaroni and cheese, and you'll swear you're eating fresh pasta in downtown Italy. Dig into our chili with cornmeal dumplings, and you'll feel like a wealthy Texan. Or sip a cup of warm potato cheddar soup and be soothed on a cold, rainy day. Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. Incredible taste, easy to prepare, and a long shelf life. Nutriversal Foods, more fun while hunting and fishing, bigger tales around the campfire, and the food your kids will want when celebrating the win of a ball game. And if it's this great during the good times, imagine how reassuring it will be if times get tough. Nutriversal Foods by eFoods Direct, your new comfort food. eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this is Elihu Ben David, and he's certainly got fascinating information. We've had him on twice on our other stations, and I wanted you to have a chance to hear him. So before we go on, would you like to get out your website, telephone number, tell people how they can get copies of your book?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. I really appreciate that. My book is called Announcing Judgment Day, and the best way to find my books probably is just go to Amazon.com or any of the online bookstores and enter in Eliyahu Ben David. That's E-L-I-Y-A-H-U Ben David. and my books will pop up. Or you can come to my website. My website is Zion.org, and that's spelled the Hebraic way, which is TSIYON.org. That's TSIYON.org. And if you are really not too fond of using the Internet, would rather use the phone, you can call us toll-free at 888-230-2440. That's 888-230-2440. And Dr. Stan, I made a point to say everything twice because I'm copying you.
Well, that's a rule on our program because people don't get it down the first time. Now, basically, what does your book cover and why would people want to get your book?
Well, my book, I think the reason people would want my book is because it's unencumbered by any kind of a scheme or any kind of a private agenda or any sort of an agenda of a certain sect or denomination. And it's an independent study just simply on the basis of what the scriptures say compared to history and the current events that we see going on around us right now. And it dares to go into some things that people normally don't talk about because they're too afraid to discuss them. But those things are in my book. For example, the scriptures talk about a great apostasy that would happen in the last days. And this would happen with the very system that would claim to represent Messiah or Christ. And in every other book that I have read about the book of Revelation, they don't talk about that because they are afraid to offend their readers. They're afraid that the people that they're talking to belong to one of these organizations and therefore will not buy their book. Myself, I'm like you, Dr. Stan. I'm going to tell people what the truth is. So my book talks about this and points to what the book of Revelation says about it, points to very specific current events about this, so that people can know where we're at in the world, not only from a secular point of view, but also on the religious front. Because the fact is, the New World Order is very much at work on every front in the world system today, including on the religious front. And people really need to know about that.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for our guest or a comment, our number, is, of course, is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And, of course, our first time we talked, I'm always wondering what can I say to be interesting to the audience. And so I asked Eliyahu, what about Petra? Now, for those of you who don't know Petra, but Petra is a valley over in Jordan. It is the most spectacular scenery you've ever seen. In fact, it was so spectacular, they used it as a movie set for, well, I think it was the last of the Indiana Jones films, Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom. And those of you who remember it will remember that he gallops down this long, narrow canyon, which is a real canyon, and he breaks out from into this valley, and there is this magnificent a temple there, and it's got these magnificent red pillars and intricate artwork there. It's just, in fact, it's known as the treasury in Petra itself. Petra is known as the rose-red city, half as old as time. The rose-red city, half as old as time. It was an Edomite city. The Romans occupied it 2,000 years ago. You can still see the remnants of some of their cobblestone streets. And then it was lost. It was lost until the mid-1800s. But many Christians believe that in the latter days, why, of course, the Jews will be driven out of Israel at a certain time, but there will be a remnant, and, of course, they will cross into the mountains. They're going into the mountains. Well, of course, this is not necessarily biblical, but many people believe that the place that they're going in the mountains will be Petra. So I asked Eliyahu, what do you think about Petra, not knowing what his response was going to be, and you pick up the story.
Yes. Well, I was really quite amazed that you had mentioned Petra. And the truth is, I've been to Petra, and I had a remarkable experience when I was there. Petra is very remote, being down in the bottom part of the country of Jordan. And you mentioned this long gorge that goes into Petra, and you can only enter that on horseback or on foot. And I took the journey in on horseback, and it truly is amazing. You can just imagine in ancient days going through that gorge. Any army could be completely wiped out by a bunch of old people and children. I mean, just dropping things down from the height of that gorge, which is very narrow, could destroy any army very easily. So the place is almost impregnable. When you get to the inside and you come out of that gorge entrance, you see this incredible face of this temple, and it's huge. It's just so big. And it looks as if it's the face of a temple, as you would expect anyone to build a temple in ancient times. But when you get closer and inspect it, what you realize is this wasn't built. It was actually carved right in that red rock, right in the face of the rock. And then the interior was just carved right into the rock. And after you've just been amazed by this temple and you've gone in and you've looked at it and so forth, then you come out and you start looking around, and what you see is just as amazing, because in these sheer cliffs that go up for a very, very long period, there are steps that are carved right into this red stone, and they go up to these, well, they're like homes, but they're, I guess you'd have to call them caves, even though they're not a natural occurring thing. They're just cut right into the stone, and they go back very deep into the stone, so that any one of these can hold a great many people. And these just are a like a almost a beehive along the wall there. So that they literally could hold thousands upon thousands of people.
Or maybe and, even 144,000 people, which is, of course, what the prophecies say, 144,000
right.
Jews. But what were you told when you were there? Because I thought that was the most amazing thing. What do you talk to some of the Edomites? Because this is an Edomite city.
Yes. Well, this was really amazing. And to tell you the truth, Dr. Stan, I believe that Yahweh himself arranged this as a divine appointment on my visit when I was there. Because as I was looking at this and I was marveling at what I was seeing, I actually spoke with some people there who claimed and said that the Israelites were going to flee there, and that they were actually storing up supplies there against that day. And it was such an amazing thing. It was really a stunning thing for them to tell me. And I wish I could have got more information to find out more about what they were doing, where they were storing it, and so on. But unfortunately, I was part of a group. And when you're doing this sort of thing, you know, they're always wanting to go on to the next thing.
So right, we're going to have to hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Eliyahu Ben David. And we'll take our caller, too. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com, or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Elihu Ben-David, but we're going to go to George calling us from Indiana. Hi, George. Do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, I have a comment, Dr. Stan. I think I called you a few weeks ago, and I was talking to you about the Antichrist. How do we know who that Antichrist is going to be?
Well, I don't know who it's going to be. I don't think anybody does know, but it'll become apparent when it happens.
Well, there's a lot of things apparent with this present administration, but there's this one thing I wanted to mention I found out two nights ago. Do you know that during the acceptance speech, his backdrop was the Pergamon altar? And the only other person that ever used that kind of backdrop was Adolf Hitler.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And we'll put him down. But, you know, there are a lot of people. There are a lot of prototypes of the certainly Reverend Moon is a prototype of the Antichrist. He claims to be Christ. So he's obviously a false Christ. And Lord Maitreya, but maybe you're right. We'll just have to wait and see, George. Thanks very much for calling. And let's go to Steve, who's calling us from Pennsylvania. Hi, Steve. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. I think everybody's right. I enjoyed your last caller and his comments, and I especially enjoyed the guest that you have on this evening. The Bible has been made available to mankind, for at least 200 years over here in the United States. And it's available not only to the good people, but to the bad people. and the bad people read the Bible too. And I couldn't agree with your caller more about the fact that that there will be a nuke going off. Probably, my guess is within the next 60 days over in that area of the country, which will really devastate and really hurt the American position over there.
Well, Steve, you may be right, but I don't like to make predictions because, boy, I'd sure hate to be wrong. So I think that we can anticipate a nuclear war. I just don't know when. Well, maybe we'll just have to wait and see. But we're living truly exciting times. I believe we're living in prophetic times. Any other points you'd like to make?
No, just keep up the good work, buddy. The guy you have on is right, and I'm telling you, these people that are working against us, they know the Bible is good, if not better than we do.
In fact, there's a great book out. It's called The Revelation, the Book of Co-Creation. It's written by Barbara Marx Hubbard, and her book was channeled to her by a demonic spirit. And, of course, we have the original manuscript before it was doctored up. It was published under the auspices of one of the Rockefellers, Lawrence Rockefeller. And it's fascinating to read the book and see the demonic plan for the final days. They've read the scriptures, they know them, and they're going to try to mold the things as they unfold, and it includes the destruction of most of the Christians. Hey, thanks very much. Eliyahu, would you like to get your webpage out one more time?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Stan. My webpage is zion.org. That's TSION.org.
Yeah, one more time, sir.
TSION.org.
Okay, fine. Our guest has been Eliyahu Ben-David. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up the program. Oh, I guess we're supposed to have some music come on at this time. Oh, no, we've got 2 more minutes, so you go right ahead.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to comment on what this last caller was saying about the Bible. It's absolutely true, of course, that both sides do have the scriptures. Probably the most adept individual I could think of in the scriptures is Satan himself. He certainly has a good knowledge of the scriptures, and he uses that to deceive people. But if we know Messiah and we have the Holy Spirit within us, we have the advantage because Messiah said to us that the Spirit would lead us into all truth. And the other side doesn't have that. So a good bit of what the Scriptures actually say to us and will be saying to us as we move along is actually blocked out from the other side because they do not have the Holy Spirit. And I find this a very reassuring thought. To know that is really true.
And I believe it is really true. Well, we're just going to have to wait and see as this thing unfolds. And certainly, you have an internet radio program or regular radio program?
Yes, I do. I have a regular radio program, and we're on the internet. We do have some free programs if anyone would like to hear about some of these things by stopping by our website. And people can listen right online to some of our free programs. We have a great little community at our website that likes to talk about all these things we're talking about right here. And it's really been a wonderful and exciting thing for me to be participating in this work. I'm finding there's lots of people that are getting very serious about the times we're living in, that are looking for information. And so we're trying to help to meet that need and provide that for people.
Well, God bless, and thanks very much. I really enjoyed having you with us. If anything comes up, give me a call. We'll get you on again.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Have a great day.
And you too. Bye-bye. All right, well, certainly one of the interesting things about Petra is that the United Nations was nice enough to put in a water system. Now, of course, over there in that part of the world where water is of utmost importance, and I suppose it's some sort of a well system, but will there be adequate water for the 140,000 or 150,000 Jews who will be coming? The food supplies are being laid in. The interesting thing, at least according to Noah Hutchings of Southwest Radio Church, is that Planes can't fly over that area because if they do, their instruments go crazy. It doesn't make any sense. Is it a wives' tale? Is it real? Noah Hutchings, who I believe is a man of integrity, a man blessed by the Lord, claims that it is, and he told my wife this. So a lot of exciting things are coming up now, and some of them have to do with the Rose Red City, half as old as time. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. We're trying to educate people about the signs of the times. We're trying to educate them that they could die tomorrow and ask them, where would you spend eternity if you were to die tomorrow? Are you absolutely certain that you'd get into heaven? I'll never forget when James Kennedy of Coral Ridge Church was with us. We spent some time with him, and we were interviewing presidential candidates, and most of us asked the candidates about these Republican candidates running for the presidency in 1999. Most of them asked the people about, of course, what they would do under certain circumstances. But James Kennedy of Coral Ridge Baptist Church said, you know, if you were to die tomorrow, where would you spend eternity? If you were to stand before the gates of heaven, and St. Peter would ask you, why should you be allowed in? What would you say? And I think it's so vitally important that you know the answer to those questions. Certainly, we have a great 10-DVD set with Pastor Billy Crone called The Final Countdown. And on each one of the DVDs, he completes with that question, you know, where are you going to spend eternity? And he gives you the answer, and he leads in the sinner's prayer, asking Christ to come in and guide your life. So if you'd like to get the Final Countdown series, we think it's important. There are 10 DVDs. There's part one, part two, and you can get them separately or together at a decreased price. We have a 10-DVD series by Pastor Crone on creation, and we have a 4-DVD series on the RFID identification, as Billy actually tries to correlate with what's going on in the world with biblical prophecy. Fascinating study, and I think most people have really enjoyed it. Well, remember our telephone number? It's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And first, we want to remind you about our all-day conference on the 25th of October. It looks like we're going to have a great turnout. Hope you can make it. And you're going to need reservations, though, because we're serving lunch. And that's here on the North Shore of Monterey Bay. Then, of course, we hope that you want to get some of the things we've done. Our talk on the Brotherhood of Darkness and or the book. Our talk on the Forbidden Secret and the syllabus. Our talk on the financial Armageddon and the syllabus. We got a great new DVD. It's called The Bond Market, The Vigilantes of the Stock Market. Bonds, The Vigilantes of the Stock Market. It's with a talk that Ron Brown gave. We have the excellent talk by Pat Wood on the Trilateral Commission. And all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please go to our webpage at radioliberty.com where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day and not get much done. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. Coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And we're going to be talking about... Dennis, what are we going to be talking about?
Well, I thought we'd continue with the article I wrote on News with Views called 9/11 8th Anniversary.
All right, let's do the 9/11 8th Anniversary because it's something we should never forget. The criminals who are behind this are loose. The blood of 3,000 Americans is on their hands. And if you're not concerned by the fact that we have not been told the truth, the 9/11 Commission was a cover-up just like the Warren Commission was, and that, of course, 1,100 bodies have never been found. They were simply vaporized. If the Twin Towers simply collapsed, as we've been told, how could you vaporize 1,100 bodies and all the furniture and almost all the computers and almost all the telephones? How do you vaporize them if you have a pancake, fall of those buildings? If you pick up the story there, Dr. Cuddy.
Sure. There's a lot of basic questions. For example, last week, I was prefacing the beginning of the article, which I had, and we're only 1 week now past the 8th anniversary of 9/11. And last week I said, to give you an example of how things really don't change, how the power elite is really in control of the government, just like FDR said when he made that statement in the letter. I think it was November 21, 1933, he wrote to Colonel House, Woodrow Wilson's chief advisor, and he was saying, the real truth of the matter is, as you and I know, that a financial element in our larger centers has owned, that's the critical word, owned, not just influence. Everybody says, oh, yeah, money is power through influence. No, he says owned, and he knew exactly what he was saying, not influence. When you own something, it's your property. You can break it. You own a pencil, you can snap the pencil. You can break the, it's, that's what happens with ownership. You possess it. You can do whatever you want with it. And so it's very very deliberate, very specific when FDR used that word owned rather than influence. The government of the U.S. ever since the days of Andrew Jackson. And so they own both political parties. And so all of those people saying Obama means change, 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 change. Well, one of the first things you would think we would do if we really had change is Obama would do certain things that the Bush administration refused to do. For example, if they really wanted to quiet some of the conspiracy theories regarding 9/11, if there were nothing to them, Obama would have released at least one of those Pentagon tapes from 9/11. They must have at least a dozen. Surely he can spare one to release to you know, ABC or somebody, so we can all see this huge plane entering that tiny little hole in the wall of the Pentagon. All of the news reports that we see, of course, are a half an hour afterwards where the wall, the facade, has collapsed. But there is footage of the original impact, and that hole is small. I mean, really small. I don't see how any huge plane can get into that small hole, especially without leaving a sheared-off, let's say, tail fin laying on the lawn somewhere. It's impossible. It's just physically impossible for the big plane to fit in the small hole. And if it could, I mean, if you know, geometrically, mathematically, the diameter of the hole fits the diameter of the plane, it doesn't fit the diameter including the tail fin. So where's the tail fin? It should be laying on the lawn or somewhere. So anyway, he could do that. Obama could also, to quiet all these conspiracy people.
But Dennis, I'm going to have to interrupt you. We'll be back in just a moment here.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Hold that thought.
Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy's just talking about what happened at the Pentagon. What happened to the plane? I mean, certainly there's one woman who actually was in the Pentagon at the time. She was able to walk out through the hole. And, you know, there was no wreckage in the hole. Of course, she was immediately visited by the men in black with the black glasses and saying, keep your mouth shut if you know what's good for you. Keep your mouth shut. And now she's trying to bring a suit against the government for what happened, but you're not going to hear anything about that at all. You're not going to hear most of the truth. That because Dr. Cuddy simply asked the question, what happened to the wings of that a great big plane that crashed into this little tiny hole in the Pentagon? It was only about 14 feet wide. And what happened to this massive tail, if you've ever seen pictures of what the plane would look like compared to the Pentagon in that area? Why, there's just no way that that would have fit in. Then what happened to the engines? And what happened to all the bodies? And would you pick up the story there?
Right. There's not only those questions. There's the you have to ask yourself. First of all, these guys are not really great pilots, and so it is for me impossible to believe that they made an execution so precise that one can mathematically account for certain things. For example, for us to believe that this primary fuselage fit into this relatively small 14 foot in diameter hole, a number of things have to happen. I mean, they have to happen. First of all, you can't let the plane hit the ground, you know, like a bounce, because if it bounces, you're going to have a scorched earth leading in there, and there was no scorched streak. Secondly, if you remember the hole from the footage, it's like really, really close to the ground. So it's not like the plane could have hit, say, you know, 20 feet up on the wall of the Pentagon. Next, the impact has to be at such velocity that there is a shearing effect so that the tail fin actually bends, but it doesn't break and fall off. It has to be sucked into the hole, which is impossible. Also, the wings, both of them have to do the same thing. But on top of all that, what you got to remember is when people say, well, it's possible for this plane to fit into this 14-foot hole, it's only possible, and I don't know, I don't remember anybody making a point of this, but I'm going to, it's only possible if there is a direct perpendicular hit. I mean, think about that. He has to come at an exact perpendicular motion. If he comes in at, say, you know, 10 degrees off, then that whole theory is, you know, shot to whatever, because the plane's coming in at an angle. And any plane coming in at an angle, there's going to be all kinds of effects. I mean, there's going to be, you know, the left side or the right side is going to be whacked against the building. You know, beside the 14-foot, it's going to come in, you know, and the nose will come in at a particular point. But unless it's exactly perpendicular, then the back of the plane is going to be, you know, somewhere else on that facade. So this whole thing's ridiculous. But anyway, so Obama could release the pictures, or at least one video of this huge plane getting in the small hole if he wants to, but he's not. Same thing with Oklahoma City. You know, while he's at it, releasing the video surveillance tape of the Pentagon, he could just, you know, release one of those about 20 or whatever they were videos from out in front of the Murrah office building,
well,
you know, showing who was with McVeigh.
Well, of course, a couple of people have tried to get that, but, you know, whenever they take the case to court, why the government says, well, we can't release those tapes of what happened in front of the Murrah building because of the ongoing investigation. And nobody ever asks, what ongoing investigation? You've already executed Timothy McVeigh. What is going on? Who are you investigating? Well, we can't tell you. That's, you know, we can't put information out on an ongoing investigation, national security. So the whole country could come down, you know. We'd all be destroyed if we were to reveal the truth about the ongoing investigation of the bombing of the Murrah building. And I had a friend who spent $30,000 or $40,000 trying to get the information. And when they finally got to court, the government said, hey, Your Honor, you know, you must protect this nation, there's an ongoing investigation. This is top secret. We cannot let this information out, or the culprits might know we're onto them. Go ahead.
Obama, I thought there was for change. And, you know, he could say, well, let's see, ongoing, 14 years. Yeah, I think that's about long about long enough. And, by the way, you know, I am the president, and I can do all sorts of things through the Justice Department to maybe, you know, persuade them to have just one little survey. I mean, the president has enormous power if he wants to. My point is, he doesn't want to. The whole point of my pitch here is that he's owned. Bush was owned. The Congress is owned, not just influenced. They are owned by this group I call the power elite. So there's not going to be change. Obama's, you know, a puppet, just like Bush was a puppet, just like Clinton was a puppet, and so forth and so on. And so anyway, that's how I prefaced the previous program. Last week, we had gotten up through, I have about 20 of these questions that I'm posing in addition to the usual questions. And the way I started my article was that there are a lot of people with these 9/11 organizations, very good people, well-meaning, and they're looking into such things as was there thermite and thermate used to collapse the World Trade Center towers, and that's fine. Great, go to it, more power to them. But my point was, If they actually demonstrate that there's something fishy, well, which they have, what they would do in that sense is to show what the people already believe. I think, you know, within a few months after 9/11, they surveyed the citizens of New York, and two-thirds of them said, even then, we don't believe the government's telling us what really happened. So what I've tried to do with these additional 20 questions, which I have posed in my book, September 11, Prior Knowledge, and another book called Cover Up, Government Spin of Truth, is to try to get the who and why. All right, let's assume there's something fishy going on. Let's see if we can find out who and why. That'll help us along. Now, I want to reiterate, I'm not dismissing those groups' efforts. It's sort of like the Building 7 collapse. It doesn't matter. I'm not so concerned about a controlled demolition in the Building 7 collapse as I am in how it occurred. For example, we know, and they can pursue this, it's good, I hope they do. They can say, we already know that there are a number of buildings, important buildings, which are pre-wired, and so that a building that is pre-wired is brought down in a controlled demolition is explainable. So you could say Building 7 is pre-wired, and so it was brought down, and there's nothing suspicious about that. Just the bringing of a building down. My problem with Building 7, and I hope they pursue this, is the how. And Dr. Stan and I, we've talked about this before, that the way the tape is presented with the owner of the building, it's like he's on a phone with, let's say, the chief of the fire department, and he's asking what he wants the owner to do, and the owner's saying, well, golly, I don't want any more firemen lost, and so pull it. And, pull it can mean pull, just get the men out of the building. But the way he's saying it actually sounds like he wants the building brought down. And so everybody, or most people say, okay, so that's his explanation. But as Dr. Stan has mentioned before, that's not how these things happen. First off, he would have to, when the fire chief or whatever calls and say, let me get the building inspector. I know he's busy, but let's get him out there and let him tell me that the building is too weak, the facade, because of the internal fires, and then I will have something concrete, and I will call my insurance company, and then the head of the insurance company will say, oh, I see, you have the chief building inspector, and he says blah, 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 and so I will send my main man out there, and I verify, blah, blah, blah. That's how it would take place. The insurance company's involved, and it takes time. You just don't have the head of the fire department calling up Silver, whatever his name is, and saying, do you really want my fireman to risk their life? And the owner says, nah, go on and, controlled demolition, bang, it's done. So it doesn't happen that way. So, I hope while they're looking at that, they look at the how. Because the answers should be available. I mean, just, through the government. Forget the owner. The government officials, the fire marshal, the building inspector, whoever it was that called him and said, you know, what do you want to do? Those people should be responsible to the public and so forth. So anyway, you know, that's fine, that's good. But the 20 questions that I have, we had gotten up to number four last time. And that one is, number four says, has anyone filed a Freedom of Information request with the government to see if they were monitoring hijack ringleader Mohammed Atta in the U.S. prior to the event, as German intelligence believed we were? And then I add to that a number of reasons why one could conclude we are. I mean, not only did German intelligence say that was the reason they were surprised that we granted this visa so easily to this fellow who they knew our CIA had been monitoring over there in Germany because he was buying, you know, explosive devices and so on. And so to add to that is the fact that the INS, our Immigration Naturalization Service, had allowed Atta to enter the U.S. three times on a tourist visa in 2001, three times, not once, twice, three times, even though officials knew the visa had expired the year before in 2000. I hear the music.
You hear the music. One of the interesting things on the 9/11 Commission staff report was the fact that they had pictures of Mohammed Atta at an ATM machine in February of 2001, about, what's that, about 7 months before the attack. They got pictures of him taking money out of an ATM machine. How did they get pictures 7 months earlier of Mohammed Atta taking money out of an ATM machine somewhere, I think it's New Jersey, if they weren't following him at that time? But nobody ever asked those questions. There's certain things we're not supposed to ask. Just sit down, be shut up, and of course know you can trust the government because they're here to help. We'll be right back in just a moment. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home. ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science in Thompson, Illinois. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready. With a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science, go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Dr. Cuddy has simply come up with a lot of questions about what happened on September 11th, questions that need to be asked. Why was there no wreckage there at the crash site in Shanksville, Pennsylvania? It was spread over 8 miles. One of the motors was 2 miles away. How, if this plane really nosed down and crashed into the ground, you know, nose first, and with such intensity that the whole plane vaporized, how did one of the engines get 2 miles away?
Right.
And nobody ever wants to ask the questions. It just doesn't make sense. But, of course, if you ask any questions, why, you're a conspiracy freak, you believe in black helicopters, you probably believe we didn't land on the moon, and all of these things that they do to demonize anybody who questions, well, I don't understand. If that plane crashed in Shanksville, why isn't there any wreckage there? But you go right ahead, Dennis.
Right, and my point is that there's a lot of people such as you and I who've had serious questions, and these things I've raised in my two books. All of these things I'm going over that they haven't answered yet. And the reason I'm raising them again is these are the types of things which could be easily found and revealed to the American public by a president who you would think would want to expose the incompetence of Bush. I mean, you would want to see, I mean, if I were Obama, which I'm not, and a good liberal Democrat wanting to show how stupid these Republicans are, that's one of the first things I'd do. You know, I'd assign some chief aide. I'd say, look, your sole job is to go in and open the books on all this nonsense, these excuses they're giving about 9/11. And, you know, right from the get-go, we're going to show that these Bush people are either liars or incompetent. I mean, that's one of the first things I'd do. But for some reason, Obama doesn't seem to want to show how his predecessor blew it here. Okay, so that was number six. Number seven is, has anyone pursued authorities for an explanation of this is what I meant about the Pentagon. Has anyone pursued authorities for an explanation of how such a large plane could disappear into such a small hole in the Pentagon with no major debris, tailspin left on the lawn? I've already covered that in my sort of preface. I jumped ahead. So let's go to number eight. Number eight is, why has then-Vice President Dick Cheney been allowed to get away with saying they thought the terrorist attack against the U.S. would probably come overseas, when in fact our government received numerous warnings from Britain, Russia, France, even Morocco warned us before 9/11 that an attack would occur in the U.S., and especially the Senate Intelligence Committee afterwards found that between March and September, you know, that's just, 8 months, in those 8 months leading up to September 11th, there were 11 specific intelligence indicators of an imminent attack in the U.S.
In fact, you know, you remember that the Project Bojinka report, and actually this appeared, certainly I think it was in July, something like that, on the American Airlines, assistance, so people
Northwest.
Stewardesses. And basically, it described this plan to hijack American planes and crash them into the Pentagon, into the into the White House, into the Sears Tower, and they were going to hijack our planes. They had this. It was written by a reporter there for the Washington Times. And you know, shortly after the attack, I asked him, I congratulated him on that wonderful report, and he didn't even remember writing it. I had the report. We offered people copies of that report. It was there about 2 days after the 9/11 attack, and then it disappeared, never to be seen again.
So, I mean, if that sort of thing is going to be on the Northwest Airlines flightattendants.com website, it had to appear, you know, other places as well. And the point I'm making here, number eight, is that was just one of 11 specific intelligence indicators of an imminent attack in the U.S. Cheney kept saying, well, we thought overseas. You know, it looked like it might overseas. We knew something, but it was probably overseas. Well, this shows not only Bojinka, but 11. Bojinka's just one. There were 11 indicators of an imminent attack in the U.S.
In fact, Willie Brown was told the night before not to fly. I checked that with his press secretary, confirmed it. We have the article out of the Chronicle. But, you know, today Willie Brown says, oh, shucks, I just don't remember that at all. It just didn't happen. But it did happen because I talked to his press secretary. We have the article out of the Chronicle. Incidentally, it only appeared in one issue of the Chronicle, and then all the rest of them disappeared. We had one of the few copies of that that report. Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Ladies and gentlemen, the people in the Twin Towers were vaporized. 1,100 bodies have never been found. Somebody's responsible, and I will not rest until the killers are brought to justice.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have. It's a scary world we live in. Schools closed, businesses shut down, and reports of death, all from the swine flu. We've had more bank failures this year than the previous 10 years combined. And money will soon be more valuable as toilet paper due to the nation's $12 trillion debt, which is why gold is now over $1,000 an ounce. According to the Atlanta Fed chief, unemployment is actually 16%. And the solution for every one of these threats to your family is food security from eFoods Direct. Call 1-800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com. Food security for your family from the new Nutriversal Foods from eFoods Direct. Just add water, and in minutes your family will enjoy gourmet restaurant taste, health food quality ingredients, and a guaranteed 10-year shelf life. Food security from eFoods Direct, the most valuable protection your family can have, even more valuable than gold. Visit eFoodsDirect.com or call 1-800-409-5633.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The SinuPlus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airways of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the SinuPulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including post-nasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. SinuPulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Dr. Cuddy's just pointing out all the information. The government obviously knew the towers were coming down. They knew they were going to be attacked. We've actually got copies of something that appears on the American Airlines flight attendant's website several months ahead of time, talking about hijacking planes and specifically crashing them into the Twin Towers and the Pentagon. Even though that Kenneth Timmerman, who wrote the website, it was his website, shortly after the buildings had come down, just didn't remember the report he'd put up, that he'd actually published. And so many of the people, Willie Brown has forgotten now today. He denies steadfastly what he told the papers on September the 12th, or September 11th, that he was told not to fly on September 11th the night before. And there's just so much evidence, and there's so much of a cover-up, and nobody dares tell the truth, because you could imagine what would happen if somebody came forward and said, I was part of this whole thing. For instance, that there was a plan. I was at CENTCOM headquarters. There was a stand-down order. There were actually military exercises that day that simulated hijacking planes and crashing them into buildings. In fact, a young man did. His name was Sergeant Laura Chavez, and I interviewed him, one of the last interviews. Nobody's heard of him since then. I don't know what happened to Laurel, but he just sort of disappeared off the face of the earth. But we do have his interview, but you're never going to hear about that. Go right ahead.
Okay, I think on the website, the Northwest Airlines flightattendant.com, that was a Bill Gertz article from the Washington Times.
I stand corrected. You're absolutely right.
Timmerman wrote a lot about that. Here you have Attorney General John Ashcroft. They've already tried to blow up the building in 1993. You've got these 12 indicators already about attacks, imminent in Washington, D.C., and New York City. He's got this 31-month Operation Diamondback ending in June. You know this thing it's a big operation, so it's got to come across his desk, right? And in this, one of the subjects says, those towers are coming down. Now, you would think anybody, unless they're there because of the Peter Principle, would say, golly, maybe we ought to have some sort of plan in case they do. But, again, I guess the Peter Principle kicked in right about then. All right, number 11 is, has anyone asked the FBI if it knew in advance where the Al-Qaeda training camp was in Pakistan? See, these guys had to be trained somewhere. Where this training camp was in Pakistan, and that's why the FBI, did not bother to ask passenger plane hijack trainee turned informant. That's what this guy was. Passenger plane hijack trainee turned informant Niaz Khan. He's the guy who showed up at the FBI office in Newark, New Jersey, in April of 2000. Plenty of time. It's not like at the last minute. They had over a year. And this, they didn't ask him where the camp was, either before, at the time he showed up, or after the attack.
I think it's important that this gentleman came, he went to the FBI, and he said, look, I'm part of a team of terrorists that are going to hijack your planes, and we're going to crash them or hold them for hostages, but I'm part of, we've all trained, and I'm supposed to be on this mission, and of course, if we don't get what we want, why, we'll crash the planes and I'll be killed. And he didn't want to be killed. So, but the FBI, what did they do? Did they question him? No, they got him immediately out of the country and never asked him, you know, who the other people were who were trained with him. Oh, you know, when the attack was going to come, they didn't want him to tell them anything. The orders were given for the FBI, take this man, get him out of the country. You go over to London with him, take him over there, and give him a little money and tell him to keep his mouth shut. I mean, how could you cover up something like that? These are the things that the average American has never heard of.
And after the attack, they interviewed the guy, and he was still surprised afterwards. He said, you know, they still haven't come to me asking where this training camp is. And so my surmise there is the reason they didn't ask is because they knew where the training already probably, you know, had an infiltrator already in there. So anyway, because of our success working with the tribal leaders in Iraq's Anbar Awakening, as they called it, that's Iraq, the Taliban got a little smarter. And what they've done up there in that area where they train in northwest Pakistan is they've basically made the tribal leaders there an offer they can't refuse, you know, like the mob does. And if the tribal leaders say, no, we're not going to cooperate with you, they kill them. I mean, that's what they've been doing. You don't hear this on ABC News, but that's what they've been doing. The Taliban goes around to all these tribal leaders up there and says, are you going to work with us? And if they say no, they're dead. You know, they hang their bodies and, you know, on sticks or whatever it is. But, I mean, ABC isn't telling you this, but that's what they've been doing, and that's why they are so fierce and entrenched in northwest Pakistan, because they don't have any tribal leaders opposing them up there anymore. All right, number 12, has anyone asked the government why it hasn't demanded that Pakistan turn over to us General Mahmoud Ahmad, their intelligence chief who had the $100,000 wired to Mohammed Atta on August 1, 2001? You know, Mohammed needed a little extra cash a month before the attack, and so General Ahmad has it wired on over there. You would think while we're rounding up, you know, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and giving him a little waterboarding, we might ask, you know, if we could borrow General Ahmad for a few days, you know, see what he wanted to divulge.
I think it's even more important for our listeners to understand that somebody is financing the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Who's funding them? They're being funded by Pakistani intelligence still.
Right.
And who's funding Pakistani intelligence?
Yeah.
Why, the United States government is giving money to Pakistan so they can fund the ISI, so they can fund the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. Now, what's wrong with this picture? Well, what's wrong with it is that Taliban and Al-Qaeda are killing American boys in Afghanistan. So, but nobody ever mentions that, just like it was in Vietnam when we funded the Russians, who funded the North Vietnamese, who funded the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys in Vietnam. It's like deja vu all over again.
Right, and make a little money off of it while you can. You know, Ford Motor Company goes over there. It's the Kama River Truck Factory, makes them nice little trucks that are used to transport those weapons down the Ho Chi Minh Trail to kill our boys. So, you know, not only, you know, do we fund it, we've got to make some profit off of these body counts. All right, so number 13 on my list here that I raised earlier in those two books is, has anyone pursued who the top Pentagon officials were who suddenly canceled their travel plans for the morning of 9/11 only a few days after this General Ahmad visited the Pentagon? Now, he had already come like in May. And so almost he turns around just a few months later and say, hey, I got to go back over there to the Pentagon. And he's there for a week before 9/11 and then a week after 9/11. And these are the top Pentagon guys who had a chat with him, I guess, and then said, oh, maybe we ought to cancel our travel plans for the morning of 9/11, coincidentally. You know, again, if I'm Obama, this thing is rife with material to show, you know, somebody's lying, somebody's participating, somebody's complicit, somebody's stupid, you know, somebody's whatever, but he's not doing anything, this great leader of change. Number 14, since San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown on September 10, the day before 9/11, received a late-night warning about air travel before he was to fly to New York City the morning of 9/11, and there I have the connection to the San Francisco Chronicle article you mentioned. Has anyone asked what the original source of the warning was since the FAA issued no warnings 4 weeks before 9/11. People, and maybe even Mayor Brown, assume, okay, warning, no FAA warning. Well, I actually filed a Freedom of Information request, and the FAA said back to me, we didn't issue any warnings. So what's this late-night call? I mean, who is it from? They didn't get some teletype from the FAA. It wasn't, you know, 2 in the afternoon, their standard once-a-week call reminder thing. And then Mayor Brown later contradicted what he said in that Chronicle article. And if your listeners go to my News with Views column, right there you can click on an article which shows a video. You can actually see the video of Mayor Brown later, contradicting what he's trying to contradict what he said originally. First, when a questioner, you know, stands up and holds up the article, he's, oh, that paper made it up. Never happened, boys. Never happened. And then he, you know, has to back off and back off. So you can actually see the video with Mayor Brown backtracking on what he revealed. Number 15, why was Condoleezza Rice allowed to get away with saying they couldn't prevent the 9/11 attacks because they had, quote, no actionable intelligence, end quote? I remember her saying that at the 9/11 commission. And over, I mean, I thought I was going to, you know, almost, I don't know what I was going to do. If she said that word one way, well, we had no actionable, you know, it sounds really highfalutin, right? No actionable intelligence. What that actually means is, she must be sitting there waiting for somebody to say, Condi, next Tuesday, truck bomb, the corner of 5th and Main or something like that, before she can do anything. It's the job of the National Security Advisor to anticipate possible attacks and develop preventive contingency plans for them. A National Security Advisor should not be waiting around until someone tells her who, what, when, where regarding some future terrorist attack before she develops contingency plans for any eventuality. I mean, can you see us sitting around now saying, gee, we can't plan for anything? And can you see us conducting World War II that way? Can you see George Patton sort of developing this sort of plan, maybe, and then, things didn't happen that way. We have no plan B. All of the generals have plan B and plan C, whatever war it is. You know, they'll just, just sit around waiting to see what happens. Number 16, has anyone demanded to know why no one in authority with the government has been fired for failing to prevent the attacks on 9/11? Since the attacks could easily have been prevented. I mean, not anyone, not even some mid-level person has been fired. All of them kept saying, let's look forward. The word was point, but let's don't point fingers. 9/11 committee, let's don't point fingers.
In fact, I remember immediately after the 9/11 attack, why George Bush went to the CIA and congratulated them for the fine job they'd done. And, you know, I don't understand. I mean, there are 3,000 or almost 3,000 Americans dead, and George Bush is congratulating the CIA for the fine job they've done. What madness is that?
That does make sense. I'm going to jump ahead to number 20 so your listeners can see what I'm sort of – I shouldn't laugh. This is serious. But number 20 on my list, we were at 16. I'm going to jump ahead to number 20 and – actually, what George Bush did congratulating the CIA does make sense, because number 20 on my list is, has anyone asked former longtime Middle East CIA agent, I think it's 25 years, Robert Baer, why one of the highest-ranking CIA officials told a reporter friend of Baer, quote, that when the dust finally clears, Americans will see that September 11th was a triumph for the intelligence community, not a failure, end quote. Just think about that. Was that what George Bush was congratulating them for? It was a triumph of intelligence? And I'll go on and say what I have afterward in the News with Views column and then come back to that, because I need to explain that.
Well, let me just, for our listeners out there, comment. That comes from a book called See No Evil. We carry the book, and you can actually read it and run your fingers over the page, and the quotation is exactly right. When the dust settles, the American people will find this was the triumph of intelligence, not a failure. And this is Robert Baer, and I've interviewed him and, on this subject. And, of course, people don't understand. They had to get us into a war. This was what it was all about. How would you get the American people to go to war? Why, you'd kill a lot of American people, and then the people would rally behind the flag, and they'd get their flags out, and they'd justify going over and killing a lot of people in Afghanistan, innocent people, and then would justify killing a lot of innocent people in Iraq. And, of course, it was only the radical leftists who would say, let's stop the war. Well, and it was all right to begin torturing people. After all, we had to protect America. That's why we began torturing people. And believe me, it was a lot worse than waterboarding. If you've ever read the Major General Tacuba's report, of course, that cost him his military career, because he told the truth. He was ordered to retire from the military. But go right ahead.
Right. And on to follow up what Baer had said in this intelligence triumph, on page 89 of my book, Cover-Up, I include a quote from a former FBI official, and he was quoted there by a William Norman Gregg, who said, this is a former FBI official, he said he didn't buy the idea we didn't know something was coming. The former official's quote ends with these words, quote, this is his quote, former FBI official, it's terrible to think this, but this must have been allowed to happen as part of some other agenda, end quote. And after that, I conclude my article by saying perhaps it's worth noting here that in my booklet, Conspiracy, which Radio Liberty sells, as first published in November 1996, in that book, 1996, I wrote about the future, saying that, quote, the actual terrorist attacks upon buildings and airplanes were used by the order to justify greater monitoring of the population's activities. In public areas, video and audio monitors were placed on all streets and buildings, end quote. And then I ask, isn't this what's happened after 9/11? Now, I wrote that in 1996, that these actual terrorist attacks on buildings, airplanes, and so forth would be used as a pretext by the order. And so this may be an explanation of what happened there in terms of the CIA. And now, since time's whizzing by, let me get back to how 9/11 could have been easily prevented. And that's why I'm asking why nobody was fired. A five-year-old could have prevented this thing. The logic is like this. The World Trade Center is attacked in 1993. It's likely to be a target of any future attack. You hope not, but possibly. If you're going to plan for anything, you try to plan to prevent an attack on it. Obviously, an air attack is a possibility. So what you would say is, what can we do to prevent any type of air attack, small plane, helicopter, passenger airliner, whatever? And the answer is, obviously, all you have to do is, New York City has about three forts, just have an Apache Longbow helicopter on standby alert. You don't have to have it in the air. You don't have to have it, by the building, just on alert. As something suspicious happens, pick up the phone, say, send up the Apache. Within about 2 minutes, it's right there by the World Trade Center. It has rockets, it has a missile, it has a 30-millimeter chain gun. That one helicopter could have easily prevented any air attack such as 9/11. Very simple, very simple. But nobody's been fired. Nobody's been fired for failing to do what is obvious and simple. Number 17 on my list, has anyone asked the press and media why they have never reported how the attacks like 9/11 could have been easily prevented? And the reason I bring that up is after the attacks, I told NBC's Andrea Mitchell and others how it could be done. And when I did, she said, oh, me, thank you for calling, oh, me, and then we never heard anything from her.
Well, we're going to be back here in just a moment to wrap up the program. Our guest has been Dr. Dennis Ketty. We do carry his books on mental health screening, on the road to socialism, certainly his book on conspiracy and his book on the timeline to the New World Order, and so much more by Dr. Ketty. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent meant that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit healthtruthrevealed.com. That's healthtruthrevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. We hope you enjoy our program with Dr. Dennis Cuddy, asking questions about 911. We actually have a number of things. We have five DVDs on what happened on September 11th. We actually have additional ones, but those five you can get as a special if you want to get all five of them. Or you can get my talk on what happened on September 11th. You need to have this information. You need to understand that the murderers are still at large. We have some four tape sets. We have one certainly on what really happened on 911. 911 update. Why did the building come down? They're all very well done. They're interviews with people who know what happened. And, of course, some of them have been forced to leave the country because of threats against their lives. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not talking about imaginary things. These things really do happen. And certainly 911 update. And then, of course, why did the buildings come down? I'd suggest two of the best sets of interviews we have on what happened, what really happened on September 11th. And then, of course, those five DVDs, we recommend all of them. I think one of the best ones is Richard Gage, The Architects and Engineers for 911 Truth. Richard Gage is, and then 911 Mysteries. If you're only going to cut a couple of them, get those two. But then go ahead and get the information out. The murderers are there. And if they had no thought about killing those 3,000 Americans, they vaporized their bodies. No part of them has ever been found, not even a fingernail or a shred of hair. Do you think that they would worry about killing another million or 10 million or 100 million Americans? We're dealing with organized evil. on a scale that is difficult for the finite mind to grasp. And that's why you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, or get watch the DVD. If you can't afford it, go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. The DVD is posted there under videos. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. Get my talk on the final secret. There is a secret. Has been passed down for 5,000 years from generation to generation by the secret societies and the sages and the disciples of the mystery religions and through the Kabbalah and Gnosticism and the Knights Templar and the Rosicrucians and the Illuminati and the Masons. And of course, this is exactly what Albert Pike says in his book written in 1872, Morals and Dogma. And of course, Dan Brown's come out with a new book on that. He's covering up a lot of the real secrets there. But of course, that's why his books get such wide coverage, because he never tells the full truth about what's going on, as far as I can see. Although we haven't completed his latest book yet, why he's leaving out a lot of very, very important and significant things. Then, of course, we hope that many of you out there will give serious consideration to coming to our all-day conference on the 25th of October. We're bringing in speakers from all over the country. It's going to be a great time. We're going to be serving lunch, so you're going to have reservations. We're getting a great response so far. I'm really enthusiastic about it. And if you want to come, call us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WARREN. And remember, this is a spiritual battle. There really is a supernatural realm. If you haven't gotten our four-tape set on the supernatural or read Joanna Michelson's book on the beautiful side of evil, she was a faith healer. She saw 400 miraculous healings. She thought they were of God. Well, they were of God, but they were of a different God until people understand the Gnostic religion, which is so prevalent in America today. And yet most people have no idea what this is really all about. Because there really are people out there who worship Lucifer and have tapped into that supernatural power. And that's, of course, in my talk on the secret. But the information is there.